This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habam, welcome everyone. We're continuing Mishnah Yomis, learning Masecha Soita, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph and Beis Hayah. Maybe the husband would bring es minchas or her mincha, besech kfifa mitzras, in a wicker basket, an Egyptian wicker basket. The noisna, she would put the basket, al yada, on her hands, like the pasuk says, v'nasan al kapeha es minchas hasikaren, kedei liyaga, to tie her out, so that maybe she'll admit, and she won't have to drink the water. All the menachos, the person would bring the mincha to the azara in kelim, which are roy for kli shares, gold, silver, copper, gold or silver. The soifan, and when the kohen would take it, was also in kli shares. Vizu, but the mincha soita tchilasa b'chfifa mitzras. It started in a Egyptian wicker basket, v'sofa b'chli shares, and it ended up in the end in a kli shares. Kol ha-menachos tu'nos shemen ulevayno, all menachos needed oil and frankincense. V'zu, but this mincha ina tu'una lo shemen ulevayno, did not need not oil, not frankincense. Kol ha-menachos bois menachitim, all mincha offerings came from wheat. V'zu, this one, ba'am in hasaran, came from barley. Minchas ha'omer, the minchas ha'omer that they're makriv on the 16th of Nisan to matir the tua chadash afal pi shabam min hasa'iren, even though it came from barley, still, like the pasuk says, v'im takriv minchas bikurim Hashem aviv kaloi ba'ish geres karmel takrivas minchas bikurecha, which we learn out comes from sa'iren, but he ba geres, the minchas ha'omer didn't come kemach, but rather sifted 13 sifts. Vezu, the mincha soita ba'a kemach, came with more coarse flour, mixed with refuse. Ram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel says, Kishem shemasa ma'asa v'hema. Just like her acts were animalistic, kach karbana ma'acha v'hema, therefore her mincha was ma'acha v'hema, namely sa'irem, and also kemach. Hayamevi, the kind would bring piyalei shacheres chadasha. Piyali is a Greek word which meant a kais or a bowl. V'noisin l'soicha, and they would put in it chatzi loig mayim min akiyar, a half a loig of water from the kiyar. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says revias, a quarter of a loig. K'shem shememai, just like Rabbi Yehuda diminished baksav, the writing that's on the Megillah, as we're going to see in upcoming Mishnah, kach memai b'mai. He also says that you didn't bring a chatzi loig, but rather revias a loig. Nichnas, the coin would enter lahechal lahechal, funnily minai, he would turn right. As Chazal teach, whenever you turn right. Umakam hayasham, there was a spot there in the Hechal Amal Amma, an Amma squared, the Tavla Shel Shayish, and a tile of marble, the Tabas Hoysukavuba with a ring in it. Meaning, there was a place that was not a tile, not attached to the rest of the floor, with a ring. Uchshu Magbia, and when it was lifted up, Noitel Afar Mitachteha, they would take from the dirt beneath it, Kedei Sheyera alamayim, so that the dirt could be seen on the water. Shenemar, like it says, min ha'afar sheyeh b'karka ha'mishkan, from the dust that was in the karka of the mishkan, yikach ha'kohen, the kohen would take, v'nasan el ha'moyim, he would put it in the water. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.